You are listening to the Wealth Without Bay Street podcast, a Canadian guide to building dependable wealth. Join your hosts, Richard Canfield and Jason Lowe, as they unlock the secrets to creating financial peace of mind in an uncertain world. Discover the strategies and mindsets to a financial future that you can bank on.
I'm excited at what we're going to talk about today, Jay, because this is going to be about capitalization. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be, you know, walking through talking about a specific example on a policy that you actually have in place that's at its 10-year mark, basically.
That's right.
And walking through some things you've been able to use that policy for over that decade of capitalization time. And what are the opportunities available to you now because of putting in that work? So where do you want to begin?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about something that Nelson described in his book, Becoming Your Own Banker. On page 15 of the book, when he's talking about the grocery store example, he goes on to describe what he says is a phenomenon in physics. And so he says, if you just envision, I want you to be at sea level. So I want you to go to seaside with a pot of water, and I want you to put that pot of water over an open flame. And we're going to heat up that pot of water. And when you get to 210 degrees Fahrenheit, all that you have is a really hot pot of water. There's really nothing more to it than that. But when you get to 212 degrees Fahrenheit, what you have now is live steam. And live steam changed the world. It revolutionized industry. There was a lot of energy that went into this up to the boiling point, but then that live steam, that power just comes on suddenly. And what he's trying to help people think differently about is the importance of not being afraid to capitalize. So paying premium, paying back policy loans with additional interest and getting that back into your system as premium, that's capitalization. And the more premium that you're depositing into your system, the more financial energy you're creating. And when you get to a point, and every policy gets to that point where you tip the scale from 210 degrees to 212 degrees. And this policy that I was discussing in a webinar last night, we had Canadians coast to coast enrolled in this amazing webinar last night. And I said, listen, I'm just going to show you one of my own policies that was created back in 2012. And I'm depositing $20,000 per year into the policy. And although a couple of years ago, I was eligible to stop depositing premium into the policy, I choose to continue because of the live steam. And I'll demonstrate, I'll show exactly, you know, what I mean there.
Something I want to mention here too, Jason, you know, we talked about in Nelson's commentary about the live steam, it's all the energy that went in to get there's the buildup. But what isn't, you know, immediately clear is there's also the energy that had to go into just constructing the fire. When we're talking about the segment in the book, he's really just referring to the energy of the fire itself.
Right.
You know, how much energy and how much did you have to, you know, how did you have to stoke the fire to get it to be hot enough to go and make this happen? But then what about gathering all the wood? What about lighting the fire initially? And depending on what tools you had available to do that. So I think, you know, in my opinion, that references some of the other activities that we do in life around, you know, for example, in our financial life, well, we have to learn some things. We got to get some education. I mean, there's some energy that's go into that and some time. And so I think that there's something to be said for all the stuff that had to go into just being able to make the fire on Absolutely. Top of what the fire did.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And what I wanted to illustrate in what I was discussing last night was all of the things that we've been able to utilize just this one policy for. And to think about how much money would have been permanently transferred away from our family had we not implemented this process in our lives. And we have 62 policies in our family banking system now This is one of 62. And to see what we've achieved just with this one policy is really, truly remarkable. And when I was putting the visual together, it brought back a lot of great memories of the family vacations we were able to take and the vehicles that we purchased and all the memories of, you know, traveling in those vehicles and the time that we spent together as a family. And so, but then it was a stark realization that, oh my God, wow, Nelson was right when he asked the question, if you imagine all the money that you've spent up to this point in your lifetime, and you were to really take some time to tally that up, which is not hard to do, because if you think of the income that you're earning, regardless of the source, you're transferring that money away from you. You're spending it on things or whatever's left over. Maybe you're storing it inside of someone else's bank, and you can add that up fairly quickly. And it's pretty stressful to think that, oh my God, all this money slipped through the hands of my family. And that's not happening in our family. And it's not happening with our clients who are at the stage where either A, they've just put that pot of water on top of the fire and they're just starting to heat it up, or clients who are also in the live steam phase and seeing the remarkable power of this. Now, on this stream yarding thing, how do I share? Can I share my screen?
Yeah, it should be down below where you can see, I think you can see like an image of,
oh, there we go,
myself, yep. And I, there's a little share button by the invite button.
Oh, I like this. Okay, here we go. Slides, share screen. Let's share screen. Okay, let's do that.
Better that you do it versus me doing it and looking at thousands of different open windows and tabs.
Okay, let me know when you can share my, and when you can see my screen.
There we go. Oh, wow. What's up? Okay, we got the tunnel of mirrors, which is always fun.
Okay, that's interesting.
There you go.
Okay, can you see this okay?
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to put it like in power, like present, there you go, presentation mode. Yeah, perfect.
Okay, so this policy was created in 2012, and I deposit $20,000 per year and have been doing so every single year without fail. And you can see here that in 2012, that's the same year that my twin daughters were born. I have four children, and my twin daughters came along, and this is a picture of me in the hospital, literally moments after they were born. And then in 2013, of course, received first dividend, paid up additions were added to the policy. It's already accumulating accessible loan amounts and total cash value that's rising every single day uninterrupted. And then in 2014, we used the policy. We accessed the loan. I took my entire family away on vacation. The policy still continued to grow every single day without interruption. Dividend declared and paid yet again. More paid up additions added. 2015, we purchased a vehicle by accessing a policy loan, which was an amazing experience and ridiculously simple. And we immediately began repaying our policy loan with more interest than what the insurance company was calling for. And that enabled us to not only replenish the life insurance company with that money that we had borrowed, but the additional interest above and beyond what the insurance company called for just went in to additional policies inside of our system in the way of premium. And so we're gradually and incrementally changing the flow of money and having that money come back to the family versus flowing away. And then in 2016, another dividend, more paid up additions. 2017, we purchased a second vehicle. Another dividend was paid, more paid up additions. 2018, another family vacation, another dividend, more paid up additions. 2019, same thing. 2020, another dividend, paid up additions. 2021, I purchased a Nissan Altima using a policy loan from this contract. Now, the reason that we use a tree stump as a visual is that we want you to see how each ring represents 1 year of uninterrupted growth. And you've never seen a tree contract because it's impossible. Mother Nature continues to, you know, provide the tree with water, minerals, and the tree continues to grow, but it cannot go backward. And that's a key teaching point. And in addition to that, every year that a dividend is declared, that dividend is paid on every single ring. And the circumference of the policy just keeps getting larger and larger and larger. And so this is a great visual that really helps people understand that this policy, regardless of, you know, what's going on in the stock market, what's going on in the economy, what's going on in the real estate space, it doesn't matter. This policy continues increasing in value every day and it cannot go backward. And if I was to add up all of the money that we would have otherwise spent on all of these vacations, all of these cars, everything that, you know, we enjoyed, that would have been a tremendous sum of money that would have left our family permanently. And we would have lost the opportunity to earn interest on that money, not only for the rest of my life, but for the rest of my twin daughters' lives and for every generation that comes after as well. And so if you think about one thing that banks are really good at is flow, having money flow to them. And we're getting pretty darn good at having money flow back to our family. And this is what we're educating and teaching our clients to do. Anything to add to that, Rich?
Well, I mean, this image means a lot to me because, you know, it's echoes the tree stump image that we've talked about before. We did a podcast episode on it, which Nelson, you know, first indicated to us. And I know the first time I saw this, the tree stump image and recognized its relevance to dividends, it was really eye-opening for me. So to now put that, you know, into a visual, looking at a specific policy and then talking about specific things that happen in that policy, I think it's awesome, Jason. And, you know, I think as human beings, we tend to learn better visually speaking. And often we're asked by people like, okay, well, what can you use the policy for? What are you doing with it? What are other people doing with it? Well, I mean, what other people are doing with it is very similar to this. And it, yes, everyone has different needs and stuff, but they're the kind of things that people do are very similar. Like as an example, I was talking to someone yesterday and he's, you know, he pays his home insurance and his auto insurance annually, and he gets a bit of a discount when he does that. And whereas previously he was paying it every month and he had no problem doing that. Well, now he sends the monthly payment plus a little bit, like an extra, whatever, $5 or $10 a month more than what he used to give the home and auto company. He sends that back to a policy loan. And so he's not really working any harder. He still got the coverage for his home and for his vehicles. He's just changing where is he prioritizing the money, the flow of money to go to. And he's getting practice. Like anything that we want to get good at in life requires a level of practice. If you want to be, you know, we just did an episode on Wayne Gretzky, of course, and all the practice that he had to go through to become, you know, the great one. Well, if you want to get really good at anything, your job, your vocation, your whatever, it requires reps. You know, you got to get some reps under your belt. And doing little policy loans like this and then paying them back are reps. And the more and more that you do that, the more attuned you get to the power of doing it. And what it does is it adds like psychological value into your life where your brain starts to recognize just how easy it is, just how simple that was, just how beneficial it was for you. And then you want more of it. So like infinite banking isn't about an insurance policy. It's about how this, you know, squishy blob in between your ears thinks about things and then how you go about implementing that in your life financially. And that's where the lifestyle kicks in. So what you're demonstrating in this image, Jason, is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle of cash flowing to an entity that you co-own and control, the insurance company.
Yep.
Accessing that capital to put it to work for the same things you were going to, you needed those vehicles. You wanted those family vacations.
Yep.
You were going to spend the money on them anyway.
That's right.
And then you notice in this, there's three vacations shown in here. If I'm looking at that correctly, I have it minimized on my screen. So there might be four there. And so if you want to go on vacations repeatedly, well, the only way you can do that is if you set more money aside for the next vacation.
That's right.
Well, what everyone else does is they set it aside in some kind of a vacation fund, or they simply use Visa and MasterCard to pay for their vacation. And then they set aside a payment to pay that down over a year or 2 years. The end result is you still had to put a payment away for the next vacation. You can't, there's no two ways about it.
That's
right. You did the same thing. The difference is you sent that payment to an entity that you co-own, and you were able to re-access that capital to utilize for the next vacation.
It's pretty awesome to not only become your own banker, but to actually co-own the lender.
Right. But Jason, you paid interest to the insurance company when you did this.
With a big smile, ear to ear. And here's the power of not being afraid to capitalize your policy, because the fundamental truth that we always talk about, that Nelson instilled in us and shared with us repeatedly, is that your money must reside somewhere. And so on day one of this policy, I began to create that financial energy, and it had a starting death benefit of $721,000. 10 years later, it's got a death benefit of $1,114,000, and it's rising annually.
That's a $393,000 increase.
You got it. And the total cash value that had piled up in the policy on day one was $4,500. And 10 years later, it's $220,948, and it's increasing every single day. The loan balance is zero, so opportunity is going to track me down. It already has. We were talking about purchasing some land in the metaverse earlier, and that I'm working with someone on doing that so that we can construct the infinite banking campus in the metaverse. And the loan amount available today is $198,000 and rising daily. And one thing that you pointed out, Rich, when we were chatting right before this, is you said, Jason, let's figure out what the next annual increase in total cash value is going to be. So when I deposit my next $20,000, the annual increase in cash value is going to be $28,894. That's 44% more than I put into the policy. This is what Nelson is talking about. When you get to 212 degrees, that financial energy now is continually increasing. It just keeps getting more and more and more efficient. It keeps getting bigger and it keeps getting better. In other words, that's an additional $741 a month in monthly cash flow. What can I do with that?
And
anything I want.
for anyone tuning into this, it's like, okay, so you put $20,000 into a bank account, and at the end of the year, that bank account has your $20,000 plus another $8,900.
Yep.
Well, if that was going to happen each and every year that you put the $20,000 in, why on earth would you stop putting the $20,000 in?
Right.
If you knew the next year that you did it, it was going to be a greater number that you got back, greater than $8,900, would there be anything preventing you from putting the $20,000 in? Well, maybe if you didn't have the $20,000, I could see that being a limiter. But what if you didn't put $20,000 in, Jason, you only put $10,000 in? Would you still have gotten a great increase? The answer is yes.
Absolutely.
Any dollar that you put in at this point, you're going to get more dollars than what you contributed back, and it will be increasingly more beneficial each and every year that you take air into your lungs.
That's right.
And heaven forbid, air stops going into your lungs, and we could talk about you in the past tense, as Nelson would say, then your family is going to get a boatload more capital than all the things that you just told me you purchased. The three cars, the vacations. They're going to get everything back. Uncle Sam in the U.S. and as of today, but present tense of recording this, Uncle Trudeau, the CRA, you know, whoever the governing person is that's in charge at the time, you know, we're talking about the CRA, they're not going to get their hands on any of that money either. Your family gets 100% tax-free dollars to land into their world. And if there's any other outstanding policy loans, because you've taken advantage of opportunities, they can distribute that money and eliminate those outstanding loans because they have a place to put windfall capital. And it all takes care of itself.
I want you to think about this for a moment, Rich. If, and I actually invite everybody watching us on the social media, that if you picture for a second.
Become your own banker and take back control over your financial life. Hey, is this even possible? You may be asking, can I even do this? Well, you better believe it. In fact, it's easy to get going. So easy that we've put together a free report, 7 Simple Steps to Becoming Your Own Banker. Download it right now. Go to 7steps.ca. That's 7steps.ca. Now let's get back to the episode.
you know, you die. Okay. And
you've got a policy on me, so you're covered.
That sucks. It's actually true, but don't.
I'm one of 62 policies.
Yes. You're going to be around for a long time. But if you imagine for a moment, okay, someone passes away and then you hear a knock on your door and there's a person standing there and they've got this clipboard in front of them. And they say, Mr. Canfield, we've gone ahead and tallied up everything that your family has spent up to this point in your lifetime. We have a record of every single transaction. And your family has spent $1,049,028.10. We'd like to hand a check to you for $1,049,000.10. And you don't have to pay any tax on it. So if you knew that you created your system so that you had all the financial energy while you were alive, and you transferred all of that financial energy to everyone that you've left behind, ask yourself this question: would you spend more money while you're alive or less?
Probably more.
You'd spend more because you want to create memories with your family. You want to go on vacation. You want to have those experiences. People are probably watching this right now who understandably are a little bit stressed out. They're COVID fatigued, they're lockdown fatigued, they're financially stressed. But if you have that certainty, listen, everything that you spend throughout the course of your lifetime is going to be replenished. It's going to come back to your family. Who would say no to that? And you can do more and do more confidently from a position of total control. This is just one of 62 policies. We are in a position of total and absolute control. We don't have to rely upon a commercial bank. We don't have to worry about that. This is what we're educating and teaching you how to do. Everything that you need to know about the concept, because we actually practice it in our lives, Richard. What a shocker. Hey, let me show you. Let me teach you jujitsu. Okay, how much experience do you have? Well, I watched a YouTube video.
I went to a UFC once.
And I read a book on it. And yeah, I went to a UFC and I was practicing real time. Like, I'm on the paper. You should watch it.
Like, we saw an example of that today where, you know, someone was, you know, looking at getting a policy. They reached out to another individual to help them construct a policy who said, oh yeah, I know all about infinite banking. I can help you do that. I can help you do that. They're not an authorized practitioner. They've never been to a think tank event. They may or may not have read Nelson's book. Don't know.
Yeah.
And what they've constructed is it's a whole life insurance policy. Yes. But they're utilizing a strategy that's referred to as an IFA, which is an immediate financing arrangement, which isn't infinite banking. And so they're collateralizing the policy with third party lender. It's a demand loan. There's no, if you put payments on it, you can't get it back out. Like, there's all kinds of restrictions created in that world, in that environment. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's fine, but it's not what the client wanted and what they asked for. But the client has no earthly idea,
right?
Because they also haven't read the book. They also haven't watched the documentary. They also haven't done any of the research. What they didn't do is they didn't build the fire. They didn't bring wood. They didn't bring a way to start the flame.
Yep.
They don't even have the pot to put the water in. So they've circumvented all of the learning that's required to figure out how to implement this in their life. And then they went and met with somebody, in your jujitsu example, who watched a YouTube video on jujitsu.
Right.
But it's never actually done it. They've never rolled on a mat before.
Right.
And that is just, you wouldn't do that in other areas of your financial life. Why would you do it here? I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense.
You know, it's just so amazing for clients who have been through our process and our coaching and mentoring.
Have access to the client portal.
Right.
Attended a quarterly client coaching session, which we have one of those, you know, coming up shortly.
Yeah. Next Saturday. It's going to be,
we're talking about family banking. Yeah, it's going to be our biggest, you know, there's other things we're talking about, but the agenda topic will be a lot on like the family banking meeting. And you're going to share a lot of really good real world, you know, tips and ideas on how that's worked out for you guys and the discussions that you've had with your family in that conversation.
Precisely. And I couldn't be any more excited for it. And so the question for anybody who picks up this content, whether it's on, are we live on the YouTubes as well?
Yeah. And this will be, I think we'll probably end up having this released as a podcast episode.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So for everybody who's tuning in and actually seeing the video, seeing the slide and things like that, for people who are just, you know, learning and listening to this via audio, I really want you to take a moment to think about two things. Think about all the money that you and your family members, and I'm talking about your entire family. Think about all of your family members and try to picture all the money that has left the family. Every dollar that you've spent on anything up to this point in your lifetime. And how soon do you want to start taking control and changing the flow and having that money come back to the family while you're still alive? And then knowing when you pass away, you're going to replenish the family with everything that was ever spent, plus more. And you're doing this by implementing a process. You're doing this by taking control of the banking function. Banks are really good at having money flow to them. Banks are incredibly good at leverage. Banks are really good at creating velocity. Banks are the most important business in the world. And so how much of that function are you controlling in your life as it relates to your needs? And you can start somewhere. 20,000, this is just one policy in our system that we chose as an example, because it's in that phase of live steam. But we have clients that put in $100 a month. We have clients that put in several six figures every month. And so if you're somewhere in between there, we'd love to connect with you and we'd love to coach you and educate you on this process. The one thing that we won't do is take responsibility for you. That's not how it works. This is all about becoming your own banker. We'll be responsible to you to provide you with resources, to answer your questions, to advise you, but you're the one that has to do the work. You've got to control
your money
function. This is not, hey, hire an advisor to control the banking function in your life, because then you're still abdicating that responsibility to someone else. You want to take control of this function. We're going to teach you how to do it. And we're going to do that from a place of having done it ourselves. So, you know, be careful who you choose to get advice from as it relates to this process, by making sure that that person is thoroughly familiar with how to implement it. The product is just that. It's a product. You can buy a life insurance contract from more than 100,000 life licensed advisors in Canada. We want you to implement a process. Getting the product in your hands is the easiest element to this whole thing. It's everything.
The things afterward. You said, Jason, is that banks are really good at a number of things. The other thing they're really good at is enforcing the rules that they set up on a loan contract. Because if you don't make the payments that a bank sets out, you know, then boy, they're going to ruin your credit. They're going to make your life miserable.
Absolutely.
They're going to hire a lawyer and deal with some lawyer fees to come after you. There's going to be a bunch of stuff that happens there. And so part of the process of becoming your own banker is you have to play that role.
Right.
You have to play that role with yourself, which can be very difficult. That's mindset. Nelson talks about that. He talks about multiple human conditions that interfere with your ability to incorporate this process in your life because you haven't been trained to do it. And if you don't understand those human conditions, then, you know, well, you're the human. You're the one that's going to, you know, maybe break the rules. So you have to have rules in place and you have to be mindful. Yes, you're taking policy loans. Well, you got to replenish the money. If you took all your savings out of your bank account, your savings account, and you never put any back in, well, how much savings are you going to have left at the end of your life? None of it.
Yeah.
You have to be diligent and intentional, and you are in control. You've always been in control of your money, all of it. you've probably just not realized that that's the case.
Right.
Because we've been trained and taught to abdicate that responsibility to the media, the marketing messages from our bank and from all these other institutions. And it's give up your control. Let us handle it. Let us look after for you. Let us do it for you. And then it's like, oh yeah, I want someone else to do it for me. No, you do for you. It's yours. No one will do a better job of it than you will, because you're the one who needs to be able to have access and control over it. Plain and simple.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're actually, we've got a boot camp tomorrow. And so we're going to be doing not only a really good overview of the process and talking about the problem and then introducing the solution, but we're also going to be reviewing some pretty amazing case studies. And we'll also do a bit more of a deeper dive into what we were talking about on today's stream. And so we're quite excited. We have Canadians coast to coast enrolled to be there tomorrow. And then for our existing clients who are tuning in, be sure to continue to plug into the client portal, which is an amazing resource that we've innovated and created. And you can access all of this great content 24/7. And what an incredible resource to have, because whenever you get the inspiration to learn something new or to refresh on something that you've already learned, that resource is right there at your fingertips. You just log in, access the content, and continue to progress on your journey with this concept. So there you have it.
And one last thing too, I'm going to mention here and put it up in the chat box. I just put it in the chat. I'll actually show it here. So we have a playlist that, you know, we've been launching. It started at the beginning of the year here in 2022. And this is a release of some old video content of Nelson. And again, we're releasing this for the general public. It's for everybody. We think, you know, that Nelson would want this footage out there so that people could get a chance to connect with him and the way he would deliver a seminar.
Yeah.
And it's essentially, when it's all done, you're going to have, you know, not a full 10-hour seminar, but you're going to have, you know, about five and a half hours worth of Nelson delivering, you know, his message, kind of the way that he would do it. And it's fantastic. I mean, you know, the video quality may not be the highest, but we've got some transcriptions there and some visuals to help aid everything. And there's a way that Nelson communicated, and the way he would tell a story, or he would share an analogy, that had a way to just connect with people at a deep level where they would understand and they would get it. And so if you haven't watched any of these, make sure you set a reminder. They're being released live every single week on the YouTube channel, and tune into that, because, you know, it's great learning from us, but you're going to get your learning from a lot of other places. And Nelson is the source material. You can't do better than the source material, in my opinion.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Well, this is fun.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun. And again, thanks everyone for tuning in. Make sure to watch some more content after we're done here. And we will be back for some more of these wonderful videos and sessions. And we hope everyone enjoys it. And feel free to leave a comment below about what really resonated with you today.
That was fun. That was good. That was real good.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Without Bay Street podcast, where your wealth matters. Be sure to check out our social media channels for more great content. Hit subscribe on your favorite podcast player and be sure to rate the show. We definitely appreciate it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone you care about. Join us on the next episode, where we continue to uncover the financial tools, strategies, and the mindsets that maximize your wealth.